Unlimited Power by Anthony Robbins. It's the last line on page 24. Has anybody read that book? It's an old book. Unlimited Power. Let me read you a little bit from that book. It's this is one of the things in the book which I thought was pretty helpful. He talks about how some people have succeeded in spite of their obstacles, and he talks about this one particular guy. He says this guy failed in business at age 21. Then he was defeated in a legislative race at age 22. He failed again in business, lost his family's money at age 24. He overcame the death of his sweetheart and bride-to-be at age 26. He had a nervous breakdown and was hospitalized at age 27. He lost a congressional race at age 34. He lost another congressional race at age 36. He was humiliated in a senatorial race at age 45. He failed in his efforts to become vice president at age 47. He lost another senatorial race at age 49. And you get the idea that this guy could be a loser? And he was elected president of the United States at age 52. Does anybody know who that is?
Abraham Lincoln.
And that's an article. That's a one page out of that book on Unlimited Power, Anthony Robbins. Very, very good book, I think, for a sales guy, just to get, you know, your head screwed on. Hey, you know, it can be done. Even like Albert Einstein, who was pretty much accepted to be one of the most brilliant guys of all time, he barely graduated from college. His grades were so horrible. He could not find a job for 2 years. The first job he got, Albert Einstein, was as a patent investigator for the Swiss government. And he lived off his girlfriend until he, you know, established himself and, of course, never gave up his theories of relativity and that sort of thing. There was a comment somewhere?
No? I was just going to say that the theory, or the whole like moral of the story there is you got to fail to succeed. And, you know, you don't be afraid of failing.
Right.
Because you're going to, you know, eventually you're going to have some successes that will, you know, get you to the top eventually.
Yeah, as once you quit, it's final.
That's right.
It's over. Okay, let's move over now to page 25.
Every millionaire in America, there's like a 70% of every millionaire in America was a millionaire broke at least once.
At least once.
There's a huge percentage.
Yeah, right. Never gave up keeping on going forward. Okay, on page 25, being dependable. You know, that gets back to that trustworthy stuff. Do what you say. Just don't promise too much. You know, if you think you can get there by the end of the week, tell them, I can just get this thing done probably in 2 weeks, and give yourself a little leeway. It's much better to get things done ahead of time than after. Write down what you say. That's why I think that to-do book is so important. You write it down there, and you got a written record of it. Put it in your computer later or whatever. And customer calls. I mean, it is a numbers game, and all work activities are not worth the same. So if you go out to the same account every day and you spend your whole day basically hiding out in the account, you know, that's not the right thing. It's a numbers game out there, really is. The more contacts you make with customers, the higher the likelihood you're going to tee up an account that can become something significant to you. And the key calling hours, maybe it's 7:30 to 3:30. I don't know. Maybe it's 8 o'clock to 4. Whatever the time is, that's the time you need to be out in a customer. You can't be screwing around in your trunk, still in the office, at home, or whatever, in those key calling hours. Those key calling hours, you've got to be on the road with the customers, unless you've got a telephone period set up, and I would suggest doing that with a distributor, setting a good example for them. Okay, let's move over now to page 26, and let's get back a little bit more into the system here. Starting a sale. The key elements here, identify prospects. Okay, how do you identify prospects? Well, you can buy records if you want. And this part of it is largely for you guys to get your distributors going. That's what we're talking about right now, and this starting a sale, because most of you guys have got accounts going already that you're working on. And if you ask a distributor, they'll say, well, yeah, we know all the business here. We know all the accounts. Generally, they do not know all the accounts. They think they know them all. But how do you buy records? In the back of your book, there's a list of places that you can go to buy records. And if you got any questions, you can call me back at any time, and I'll tell you exactly. And I got the telephone numbers in the back of the book anyhow. There are two different kinds of records. Most of the records you're familiar with come from a company called Business America. And they come on a CD. Looks like this. And the rest of them are kind of like that, too. They're all, and these are called compiled lists. They get books and stuff, and they have, you know, I've heard they have these Indians, you know, over in India that, you know, they get all these phone books and all this other stuff, and they put these telephone numbers in, and they create these CDs. A compiled list, that's where the stuff comes from. The other kind of list is called a response list. A response list is a much better list, but it's a lot more expensive. What is the what is an example of a response list? Does anybody know? All right, here's one here. This is the American Machinist. This is the inventory of metalworking machinery. So these guys, American Machinist is one of the foremost magazines in the trade, and they put out a questionnaire or something like this to customers and so on, and they send back in how many machines they have and so on, so they get a national count, you know, and then they use that to get a sense of how many machines there are in each city and state and so on. You could buy their list. That is a response list. What's another response list?
Service directory.